On Friday night, just past Friday evening, it was lovely to have a little time with the explorers, the smallest girls in our GB company, and to have just a very short little prize night for them and acknowledge their year. And it was lovely. It's that little sense of something that we should be doing, something that's as normal as usual, and it was just nice to be doing that again. But I was struck once more by how blessed we are to have faithful leaders. Leaders who give time and energy and of their gifts week after week after week, sometimes for a lifetime. And we're blessed to have them, not just in the explorers in GB, but throughout our congregation. People who just faithfully serve, sometimes very quietly, and that we will never see them, they never want any great acknowledgement. Other times they're in roles where they are seen and they do get that acknowledgement. But we're blessed in having faithful leaders and helpers around the place. And I'm so thankful for it, because you're at the heart of our congregation. Faithfulness. Faithfulness is one of those things that we admire. We reward people for their faithfulness. We admire it. We look for it. We long for it. And yet it's often in such short supply that when we see faithfulness, we're a bit amazed. In the news this week, Richard Ratcliffe, who has faithfully campaigned for the release of his wife over these past 6 years. And I think we've all been moved by that. I think it was their MP in the House of Commons who not only thanked him for his faithfulness, but said, you know what, you've raised the bar for husbands here. That faithfulness, we recognize it. And we want to show that faithfulness in ourselves. Growing faithfulness is one of the marks of the growing Christian. A growth in faithfulness in our lives is one of the marks that the Holy Spirit is at work in our life, because this faithfulness that we're looking at this morning is part of the fruit of the Spirit. All of those other things that we've looked at over these weeks, that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and this morning faithfulness, they're all indications that the Holy Spirit is at work transforming us to be more and more like Jesus. And one of those aspects of our lives is simply this faithfulness. But what does faithfulness look like? How do we know when we're growing in that faithfulness? Tom read for us those few short verses from the book of Deuteronomy. And here's one of them. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. And here it is. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. How do we know what faithfulness looks like? We look to God. And we see God as the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love. Keeping his covenant of love. This is the God who made a covenant with his people, and even though his people have been on and off and in and out and just have walked away and come back again, God has been faithful and constant in his love, in his care. How do we know what faithfulness looks like? We look at God. And it's important that we do. Because if we look elsewhere, if you're anything like me, you're probably driven to cynicism and doubt. We look at the world around us in all of its pain and suffering and all of the horror and brutality that's going on. And if that was our focus if that was my focus, I would be cynical and skeptical. But our focus is on God, who is faithful, who does keep his covenant promises. And when we stare at the things around us, we get to that stage where we lose our trust in everyone and everything. We just assume that no one's going to be faithful. That's why it's so astonishing when we see acts of faithfulness, because the world around us just doesn't look like that. But the experience of God and his grace drives us towards faithfulness. When we have experienced the unfailing love of God in Jesus Christ, when we have known his grace given to us through his covenant promises in Jesus Christ, when we've experienced these things, we are moved towards faithfulness, towards being Christ-like. Faithfulness comes from that place of trust and loyalty. It is one thing to believe in God. Scripture says, so what? Even the devil believes in God. It's another deeper thing to be faithful to this God. And that's what we're called to. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing as he works in us to grow this fruit of the Spirit, growing this faithfulness in response to the faithfulness of God. The writer to the Hebrews simply says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's our faith. Trusting in God, believing that God keeps his promises, and stepping out in faithfulness. And when we are truly faithful to God, it shapes the way we live. That faithfulness shows itself in our own relationships with each other, that loyalty, that faithfulness. It shows itself in how we interact with people around us. Faithfulness works itself out in our lives. It doesn't come to us automatically or naturally. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to grow that faithfulness in us. And here's the difficult thing. That faithfulness generally grows in situations where we need to be faithful. Remember old Job? Job, who is painted as being so faithful to God in all aspects of his life, and then it's all taken away from him. And Satan says, well, see how faithful he is. Of course he's faithful to you, God. You've given him absolutely everything he could want. Let's see how faithful Job really is. And we know all that Job goes through. Loses everything. Suffers. Cries out in his anguish and his pain, in his confusion. But never lose sight of the faithfulness of God. And holds on faithfully. Well, then there's the prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk who lives and ministers and speaks for God in a very agricultural society. And he says this, though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive tree fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pens and no cattle in the stalls, this is a disaster. There is absolutely no harvest. There is nothing growing. And Habakkuk says, even if that is what happens, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. This faithfulness that knows who God is and trusts God in that difficult situation. Or Jeremiah, Jeremiah. Everything around him at one stage in his life seems to be sin and sorrow and darkness, but there is this one ray of hope in all of that, and here it is in Lamentations, and we know it, for we sing this so often. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. Why? For his compassions, they never fail. They are new every morning. And here's Jeremiah's ray of faithfulness, ray of hope. Great is your faithfulness. Jeremiah, in the midst of everything else that is ruining his life as far as he can see, holds on to the faithfulness of God. Where does faithfulness grow? Faithfulness grows in difficult situations. God's love, God's faithfulness are not determined by us. We don't shape God's love and God's faithfulness. We don't shape his grace and his favor to us. Again, that reading from Deuteronomy makes it clear that God didn't choose his people because they were the most numerous or they were the cleverest or the most powerful or the most influential. God simply chose his people to love them, to be his treasured possession. I don't know whether you watch The Repair Shop. I love the program. When people appear at that barn with their treasured possessions. Some of them are valuable. Some of them are of no monetary value, but boy, are they valuable. They're treasured possessions. What do you do with your treasured possession? If you have a treasured possession, what do you do with it? You care for it. You look after it. In this passage in Deuteronomy, God refers to his people as his treasured possession. Through faith in Jesus, you are a treasured possession of God, cared for beyond our understanding. Because of God's faithfulness, God's love, God's care. Again this week, I'm sure, like me, your hearts have broken watching what's going on in Ukraine. And with our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, we cry out to God. How long will this go on? Where are you? Have you forgotten your promise, God? It's thoroughly biblical. If you're reading through Daily Bread Bible reading notes, you'll know this morning Psalm 38 was sort of centered around this idea of lament, where God's people cry out to him in anguish, in pain, in desperation. And so it's right to do that. But biblical lament never finishes there. Biblical lament comes back time and time again to the faithfulness of God. It doesn't leave us. It holds us in the very faithfulness of God. So in the midst of all that's going on, do we as God's people show cynicism or doubt in our lives? Or do we as God's people share in the pain of our brothers and sisters but hold on to the very faithfulness of God? How do you show your faithfulness? How will you show your faithfulness this week? I suppose I've been asking myself, well, what hinders my faithfulness? What's getting in the way of my, what's stopping me growing in that faithfulness? What areas of my life are not given over to him? What areas of my life and my thinking and my attitudes do I not surrender to him and acknowledge his faithfulness there? We grow in faithfulness by having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the one who is the fulfillment of God's faithful promises. That's where our faithfulness grows, in that personal relationship. When we're faithful to Jesus, faithful to obey his commands, that becomes evident in our lives, and that faithfulness begins to grow and develop, even in situations where we wonder. And then we lovingly make him known, acknowledging pain, seeking to be agents of God's peace and God's healing and God's restoration where he has placed us, acknowledging the pain of this world, and yet acknowledging too that our God is the faithful God who calls us to grow in our own faithfulness. Whatever situation God has put you in, whether it's easy, difficult, whether it brings you anguish or joy or delight, that's the place where God has called you to show faithfulness. Faith in the God who makes and keeps promises. Faith in the God who loved you so much that he gave his one and only Son for you, that you might not perish, but rather have life that is eternal. May God grant us the grace to grow in faithfulness.